So you're finding your way to the floor. And when you arrive, I invite you to allow your arms and legs to open out across the floor and rest as they gently lengthen. Allow your body to soften into the support of the floor. You are being held by the earth. Imagine the impression you are making with your whole body and appreciate the length through your whole body, moving in all directions. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. Open your eyes, as this is the general wish during constructive rest, so that you can tune your seeing the world with the awareness in your body. So play with seeing the space around you and at the same time, sensing your contact with the floor. With your eyes still open, begin to move your awareness to your tailbone and the base of your pelvis. Move your awareness up along the length of your spine, remembering it is a flexible and breathable structure. Remembering the spine continues up through the low back, through the back of the ribs, between the shoulder blades, and through the length of your neck. Imagine the top of your spine is behind the soft part of your nose and deep in between your ears. Continuing to move your awareness out the crown of your head and filling the space above you and around you. Your eyes are open and you can observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. And now bring your awareness to your heart center. And from that center of your chest, allow your awareness to travel through the width of your shoulders out both sides and continue through the length of your upper arms, continuing through the elbow joints and the forearms, allowing your awareness to move through the wrist joints, filling into the hands, and moving through the length of your finger and thumb tips. Allow a flow of direction across the shoulders, out the length of the arms and fingers, and sense this arm structure that we have in unity as it relates to the span of your whole back. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. Now, move your awareness to the back of your pelvis, moving across the width of both sides and appreciating this wide base of the torso. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. Now, move your awareness down the back of both of your thighs, continuing through your knee joints, the back of your calves, moving your awareness through the ankle joints, and then curving around the heels and finding your awareness underneath the feet at the floor. When you get to your feet, take a moment and slowly move your awareness all the way up to the crown of your head. Imagine your whole expansive self, your breathable volume through the length, and your breathable volume across the width. Now, sense your awareness in your right heel. Slowly slide it back so that your knee balances up to the ceiling and your foot comes into contact with the floor evenly. Now, send your awareness to your left heel. Slowly slide it back so that your knee balances up to the ceiling, allowing your foot to have an even contact with the floor. Both feet are now evenly touching the floor, and both knees are balancing lightly upwards towards the ceiling. Your low back has an opportunity to release into the span of your whole back. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. Now, enliven your awareness through your right hand and fingers. Allow the fingers to lead the hand to rest on the torso, wherever you find is comfortable for you. It could be the pelvis, the chest, or the waist. Now, enliven your awareness through your left hand and fingers, and allow the fingers to lead your hand to rest on the torso. Again, wherever is comfortable for you. Sense your two hands making contact with the torso, and sense your two feet making contact with the floor. If you can, try this at the same time. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. Allow your awareness to move through the knees, balancing up to the ceiling, and wake up that space that exists above the knees. And then shift your awareness to the elbows and move out the elbows, waking up the peripheral space out to the sides. Allow the floor to help you sense your whole expansive back. Observe the soft and quiet presence of your breathing. As you sense your feet at the floor, imagine your head is balancing gently away from your feet. And then imagine your head is balancing gently away from your shoulders. And your shoulders can be releasing away from each other into that side space that the elbows have woken up. If your eyes have closed, allow them to gently open and begin sensing the space around you again. I'm now going to guide you to explore the cycle of breathing. We will begin with an exhale, which might feel counterintuitive at first, but in time, you'll be able to connect with the giving of an exhale and the receiving of an inhale within this breathing cycle that will help you tune into a deeper coordination of your whole self. So we're going to begin with whatever little bit of air that you already have inside you, and allow a slow, steady exhale out through your lips as if you had a wide straw that you were softly blowing through. When you feel any need to push the air out, before you do that, allow your lips to close. This will allow the air to return through your nose without effort. Now, each breath is different from the other, and we can let go of any expectations of how long they should be or how full they should be. So I invite you all to just experiment with a few more slow, steady exhales out the mouth, practicing not to push it out. And when you come to that gentle knowing that the breath has finished without pushing, the lips will close and allow the air to come in through your nose without pulling it in. So everyone has their own timing. So continue with this process of a slow, steady exhale, tuning in to when you arrive at the natural conclusion of that breath, the lips will close and the air will come in through your nose without pulling or efforting. One more time, allowing the breath out through the lips, a slow, steady exhale. And as the air returns, imagine the influence of your breath on your whole back. Can you be curious and open to allow the four corners of your back to wake up to the breath when it comes in? So allow another exhale, a slow, steady exhale, without pushing, allowing the lips to close and the air to come in through your nose. And it's in that moment that you can send your awareness into the whole back and to be curious about what effects that internal movement has on the landscape of your back. And maybe perhaps do one more of these on your own timing before we come to a rest of this practice. Allow your natural breathing to resume, knowing that it takes care of itself. We do not have to micromanage our breathing. You are tuning into the natural resources that live inside you to regulate your breathing. While you're still lying on the floor, I'd like to apply this experience of constructive rest and this sense of wholeness and connection through your head, neck, and back to the act of sitting. So I'd like you to imagine that you're sitting at a table or a desk, even though you're on the floor. Imagine that your knees are easing away from your hip joints, forward underneath the table, and your feet are on the floor. Can you allow this experience of constructive rest to find its way into your sitting life? Sensing that expansive nature of your back and the connection all the way up through the length of your spine to the head, out into the space above you and around you. Can we begin to realize that this awareness can be applied to being upright, sitting and working, eating, knitting, driving, playing an instrument, and meditating? Your experience with constructive rest can travel with you wherever you go as long as you invite it to come into your awareness. So I'd like to end by sharing a poem that came to me one day. And again, you can imagine that you're sitting as I read this. Lie back and rest in your waking. Feel the earth cradle you and ease your breathing. Bring the light of the sun into your heart as you expand into your knowing. There's a pattern of release in us that grows up from the ground like a rose, up through the sky towards the sun, radiating in all directions, blooming over and over again, love unfolding. Allow yourself to resonate in your own knowing of your own experience right now. And when you're ready, if you choose, you can decide to either stay on the floor or roll over and come to sitting and apply this experience to this exact moment while you're in a chair. And I won't be offended if everyone stays on the floor, but I'll just give us another couple of minutes to see what happens. And then I'll send you on your way to your weekend and continuing to play with everything you've absorbed from this whole free week of classes. And for those of you that are coming back to sitting, just allow yourself to integrate. Well, what was it in that constructive rest that I could apply to sitting right now? Was it the head releasing away from the feet? Was it the shoulders easing away from each other? Was it the awareness of the spreadable, breathable back? Can you sit in your knowing that you have an integrated whole body, mind, and spirit? The breath is our spirit.